This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the newest hockey coach here on the North Shore and at Salem State University, Chris McInnes. And Chris, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, we put the notice up, a few days ago when the school made the announcement. But what's unbelievable is, as we talk to Chris, we're talking to him on Wednesday, which would be the 11th of October. And Chris, you've already started practices there on the ice at Salem State with your team, right?
Yep, we've had two great days of skates, and we're right in the grind of hockey season.
All right, so let's get back into your background a bit. You're a former player at Salem State College and a former assistant coach under Coach Bill O'Neill, who was there for 41 years. And by the way, we're keeping a tradition together, Chris, with me talking to you, because Bill O'Neill reminded me several months ago that when I was at the radio station here on the North Shore, the first week he came on the job, we did an interview together. So here you are. I'll call this the first week that we're aware of you were on the job, but congratulations. So
thank you very much.
If I sound old, that's the reason why. As you know, I was not seven when I did the interview with Coach O'Neill. All right. Well, let me just jump into one thing. First of all, as a player at Salem State, tell us a few of your memories, and then I know you won a couple of MASCAC titles as an assistant coach, but tell us as a player, what are some of the highlights for you?
Yeah, I think, when I first stepped on campus here for my recruiting visit, it really felt like home, right away. So, I kind of always tell my players, when you go on recruiting trips, you'll get a feeling, whether it's the right place for you or not. So, looking back, just that initial first step on campus, I really got a good feeling. Came in there as a player. We had a lot of freshmen on the team my freshman year, and we struggled a little bit playing against some of those MESCAC teams. But I'd say each year we got better, and my sophomore year we made it to the finals against Norwich, which score wasn't too close in the finals, but just for us to make it that far in that league was a big accomplishment. My senior year we actually switched from the ECAC East to the MASCAC, which was a big change. So that senior year was a little bit different. We actually got to fly out to Minnesota and, play two top 10 teams in the country. We actually beat the number one team in the country, St. Norbert out there. So that was pretty much, probably the biggest highlight, of my 4 years. But, we were able to win a MASCAC championship, to end my senior year. So, four great years playing here. And, I think those four great years, really motivated me to want to come back and, help this program out as an assistant coach.
Yeah, and I think it's great to have a former player who has been a part of the program, a part of the family, if you will, come back and be the head coach. Chris, it would be a logical progression for me to ask you about you being an assistant coach, but hold on for a second. Let me go back further. Tell our listeners about your high school career, which is quite notable, too, at Waltham High School. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, I went to Waltham High School and was lucky enough to play 4 years of varsity hockey there. My freshman year, we won a Division I state championship, which, was an awesome memory. We had great senior leadership there. As I got older, I wanted to continue that tradition. And, my junior and senior year, we were able to, make the Super 8. So, those Super 8 memories were, pretty awesome to have, the city support and, the amount of people that would come out to those games. So, awesome high school hockey memories that I had. Actually had a chance to go back and coach at Waltham High as well. So won a state championship as a coach as well. So, I'd say both, Waltham and Salem are big pieces of my hockey career, but, just great memories and, really lucky to have those experiences.
I got to ask you, as a high school hockey player here in Eastern Mass, did you play against any big names, if you will, that went on?
It's funny. I mean, we had a lot of, a lot of Division III players, a couple Division I players. As a U18 player, I actually played on a split season team with the GBL Bruins, and we had a couple NHL players on that team. the biggest name being Keith Yandel. So, you know, throughout my, you know, high school, you know, playing days and also, you know, my split season days, you know, I was able to play with a lot of really good hockey players.
All right, now I will jump to your days as an assistant coach under Bill O'Neill at Salem State. And during that time, I know you captured 2 MASCAC conference titles. What else can you remember about those days as an assistant coach at Salem State?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how things worked out that year. You know, actually, I ran into Billy at, you know, an old teammate of mine's wedding, probably a couple weeks before the season, and, you know, caught up with him. And, you know, about a week later, I sent him an email asking if I could help out. So, you know, he was open to it. So I was able to, you know, step in, and, you know, Billy gave me a lot of leeway to, you know, do a lot of the video work with the players. You know, we would have team meetings every day before, you know, we'd go on the ice. And the players really bought into, you know, what we were doing. You know, the video work was huge in our success, and the players really bought into, you know, wanting to get better. You know, we'd have kids come up after practice saying, hey, can we go over my shifts? So, you know, we had really good leadership in that team, and the players really wanted to get better. So, you know, those 2 years, I think, really, you know, cemented that, you know, I was kind of made to be a coach, and it really fired me up to want to stay in the game. You know, bounced around a couple years after, but, you know, going back those 2 years, couldn't have asked for, you know, better opportunity to step into the college level and, you know, get my coaching shoes under me.
No, absolutely. And, of course, Bill was a great player at BU and then, obviously, then 41 years at Salem State. Tell me, you call O'Neill, Bill O'Neill, a mentor, an important mentor for you. Tell us how and why. What? Give me the background on that.
Yeah, I think if anyone that's met Billy, you know, he's one of the most personable guys out there. You know, as a player, you know, you could kind of, you know, feel that, you know, his love for the game and passion for it. So I think, you know, his passion for hockey is what really kind of started, you know, the relationship. But, you know, the more I got to know him, you know, I realized how big of a family man that he was. You know, you'd always see Liz at games, you know, running the coffee room. And I actually, my freshman year, I got to play with Andrew O'Neill. So always had really, you know, good ties, you know, with his family. But just the work-life balance that he had, you know, was really desirable. So, you know, to be able to stay in, you know, one location for that long, I think, you know, shows, you know, it's pretty unique. So, you know, not saying that I'm going to be here for 42 years, but, you know, if I can, you know, accomplish half of what he did, I would consider that a success. But, you know, he's always somebody that you can give a call. You know, he'll pick it up. And, you know, even if you haven't talked to him for a while, it's, you know, it's just like old times.
Yeah, maybe he just couldn't sell his house. You know, maybe that's it. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, nowadays with the housing market, I mean, and who knows? Might get a lot for it.
Yeah, there might be a for sale sign out there now, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. But tell our listeners about your background, because I know you have you've coached. Yeah, you mentioned the high school. We mentioned the college as well. But you also do a lot with player development and so on, and recruiting. And so you right now, as I understand, you have a pretty good grasp on talent around in Massachusetts. But tell us about that piece and how that kind of plays out or plays into your role at Salem State.
You know, it's funny. The hockey world has really shifted, I'd say, in the last 10 years. Between full season midget programs, different junior leagues that, you know, that have popped up, you know, and also, you know, club hockey getting really big in college. So there's many different avenues that, you know, kids can, you know, go down in the hockey world. But, you know, so I think living through that the last 10 years has helped me get a good grasp and, you know, to see what's needed for players to really, you know, what's needed at each level. You know, in terms of success and points and, you know, what type of players, you know, do really well in juniors and how that can translate to the college game. So, but a lot of it is just, it's seeing kids' passion for the game. You know, I think different kids have different passion levels. You know, some parents, you know, want it a little bit more, you know, than the kids do. But there are plenty of different options to continue playing hockey and, to help guide a player one way or the other, I think is has really helped, you know, different kids succeed, you know, in hockey and also in life.
So where now, you know, I think recruiting at the college level has changed, as you mentioned, in the last 10, 20 years and so on, at the Division I level, and of course also at D3. So how do you see that? What are the type of players, or how have the players, their type of players changed at Salem State that are here at the school now, opposed to maybe 20 years ago?
You know, the kids that are, you know, making it to the college level now have played a lot of college, have played a lot of hockey leading up to getting to college. You know, these junior leagues are playing 60-game seasons. You know, some kids are on the ice 12 months a year. So, you know, it's tough to kind of, you know, see which kids, you know, really want to make it. But the kids that have, you know, usually make it through juniors have made such a commitment to the game that for them to make it that far, they really must enjoy it. So it's funny to see kids, you know, continue to play the game, you know, continue to, you know, play men's league after, you know, real hockey's done. But, you know, it's all about the passion. You know, you can see the kids' passion when they get excited to go on the ice. And as a coach, I can get a good feel for when a guy's out there having a lot of fun. And those are the guys that I want to be around.
All right. Who do you have coaching with you now, Chris, at the school, at Salem State?
Yeah. So we're keeping the same staff as last year. So we have Jimmy Currier and Tom Walsh. You know, Jimmy has been a huge help of mine in the last couple of weeks. You know, he's recruited a lot of these players and has coached here the last 5 years. Jimmy actually came into Salem when I was coaching here. So, you know, we have a relationship that goes back a few years, but, you know, just talking to him the last couple of weeks, you know, we're on the same page. We share the same vision. And, you know, really want to get, you know, this place back to, you know, where it used to be, is the top of, you know, D3 hockey and, you know, very competitive throughout the leagues.
Well, what can you tell me? When is the first game? I haven't even looked on the website. I apologize. But when does the puck drop, either with a exhibition scrimmage or a real game?
Yeah, so we have an exhibition at home October 21st against Salve Regina. And then the week after that, we start at Suffolk, you know, on the 28th. So, you know, we're on the road for the first couple regular season games, and we have our first home game, you know, November 9th against Fitchburg, which, you know, I'm really looking forward to that game. I think, you know, being able to step on that bench, you know, during a real game is going to be a pretty special moment, and, you know, really looking forward to that night.
Absolutely. That's great stuff. Chris, is there anything else you want to share with us about either the process to becoming Salem State's new ice hockey coach or anything else about your vision, your role, guiding principles or whatever for the program? And anything else maybe you could share with us as a closing kind of comment?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how things work out. You know, everything happens for a reason. Last year, I was a physical education teacher at Matignon High School in Cambridge. And it was also working with the Boston Hockey Academy. So, you know, I felt like I had kind of just settled into a real job, as I'll say. But, you know, unfortunately, a month before the school ended, they announced that the school was closing. So, you know, that was pretty tough news to hear. But, again, things happen for a reason. Billy announced his retirement a couple weeks, you know, after that. You know, and then the wheels started spinning, you know, put my application in. And, you know, I think throughout the process, I just kept getting more excited about it. And, you know, to finally be named is truly special. So, you know, we're looking to kind of revamp Salem State hockey here and, you know, get it back to the top of the MASCAC and, you know, reach NCAA tournaments. I think, you know, that's going to be the goal every year. You know, I think, you know, having that automatic bid in the MASCAC is huge. So, you know, no matter what type of year we have, if we can go into playoffs and make a little run, then, you know, we can make the NCAA tournament. So, but at the end of the day, you know, we're looking for players that, you know, have the passion, have the fire, you know, that want to make that commitment and make Salem State, you know, a better place than when they got here. And that's going to be my goal as well. You know, I'm hoping to continue what Bill did in his 40, you know, 2 years. But, you know, I think it's time for us to, you know, take it up a notch and really be competitive nationally.
All right. Chris, that sounds great. Chris, so much. Thank you so much for your time and insights. Wish you the best of luck at with the Vikings, and hopefully we can talk again soon once the season gets underway. So we'll be in touch.
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Chris, hang on the line just for a second. Chris McInnes with us here on MSO, the new hockey coach at Salem State University on MSONewsSports.com.